Adam Yedio, though. Some male he doesn't even become a yad. If he doesn't become a yad, so even when the Isha picks it up from the Eved, she's still not Migrashis. It's Ligitach Malgabekark. That's the Loshen in the Rashbo, who is Chelik and Rambam. But if we say that the reason as to why Chotz Malachas is not Kene, is not because it's not Dumya the Yodo, because Yodo Minach Naiche. It's always stationary relative to the Balayat. But because if it's Malachas, if it's capable of moving away from the Balayat, it's not Mishtamle Das Abaylim, it means it's not under the control. And according to it, it's sweet. So Mishtamle Das Abaylim is Aloche, even in Yad itself. So mele, it's not a chison of Dum Yad Yodo, but because they cannot be king yet. So in Sine it is. But since get is subject to two requirements. Number one, he has to put the get into a hand. So even if the Baal puts it in the hand of the Eved who is awake and not asleep, so he's still, the Nisine is great, is fulfilled. Even before she picks it up from him. Because it is yad. Yeah, according to Teisves, so even the Nisine requirement is not fulfilled because it's not Dumi the other. But according to Rashi's Pshat, that the reason as to why Malachas is not Kene is because it's not Mishtamel Das Abaylim, and if we combine it to the Shita that is a sweet, that Mishtamel Das Abaylim is a requirement, even in Yad itself, that Yisheino is not Misgareshes. Even though he put the get into the Isha's hand, because while she's asleep, it's not Mishtamel Das Abaylim, so then Yad it is. So Nisine there is, but it's not like putting the get al Gabi Karki. When he puts the get al Gabi Karki, so the requirement of Nisine is not present. But when he puts the get in the hand of the Eved, who is awake, and not asleep, and not bound, so he's still a yad of the Isha, but she cannot be migrashes in the same way as when he puts, according to this asleep, the get into the hand of the Isha. So while before she wakes up, she cannot be migrashes. That's not a chisong isine. That's a chisong we pass like Rebbe, that when she wakes up, she is migrashes. If he says to her, Hare Zegitich. But if there'd been a chisong on Nisine, so then she shouldn't be migrashes. The answer is, in Nisine it is. Her yad is a yad, even when it's not Mishtamel Das Abaylim. But she cannot be kene the paper. It's aloch in the kinyan of yad. So the moment she wakes up, she can make the kinyan later. But Nisine was fulfilled at the very outset. So that's why the Rambam says, that's why the Rambam says, "Cause of get we not be adav, because of losh tamaton hol of tivim shezochah beheved zochah beget, v'nizgar shemoya kofus, v'im eni kofus v'neya kono eved migrashi yoda." So he says, "V'inu migrashes v'im eni kofus v'neya." So she cannot be migrashes at the outset. Why? Because chotzam aleches. But why is chotzam aleches, according to Rambam, not good? Not because of Teisus Tam, it's not Dumi Diodo, but because of Rashi's Tam, because it's not Mishtamel Das Abaylim. And the Rambam agrees with Teisus Rit that the requirement of Mishtamel Das Abaylim applies even to the Yad of the Isha herself too. Not that the reason is why she cannot be Migreshes while she's still asleep is because of Mishalchav in Chizaras. Shalchan Zeres has nothing to do with here. Shalchan Zeres means that if the Isha is in such state of mind that she can't understand the nature of Gerashin, so then it's Mishalchan Zeres. But where the Isha is competent and of sound mind, except that she's asleep at this moment, then there is no Chisong of Mishalchan Zeres. But why isn't she Migreshes while she's still asleep? Because there is no king in Yad, but Yad it is. And not like the Ksais. In other words, there are two requirements by Gerashin. One is Sine. And then she has to be kein in the paper. But how is she kein in the paper for Kinyayat? But Kinyayat does not take effect if it's not Mishtamul as a Bailim. But that Kinyayat she became kein in the paper of the get when she wakes up. So it's Mikrashis. So here too, if the Baal put the get into the hands of the Eved while he was awake and unbound, then an hour later, the Isha comes, she sees the Eved has the get in his hand. She picks it up from his hand and she puts it in her hand. So she's Mikrashis according to the Rambam. Why? Because at the time when the Baal put the get into the Eved's hand, it was also Yad of the Isha. But she couldn't have the kinyan, couldn't be kinyan because it's not Mishtamud HaSabaylim. But the moment she picks it up from him, so then she's kinyan at get leah. So, but according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, the two things, the nisine requirement and the kinyan of the get, have to take place at the same time. According to Rabbi, they don't have to take place at the same time. That's Rabbi Chaim Staretz. It's not in the Sefer, but in the Piyah Shmur, I think it is mentioned. And that's a big yisod. All right, so that will be enough for today. Now, for Tuesday, we should be able to finish the Gemara up to the next Mishnah. Now, I would like to have a minyan from Minche, because my son Rav Moshe with Shmuli went to Michigan. So, he went outside and in the streets picked up a number of Jews. But he just had 9.
Oh, he gets 9?
Yeah, I mean, to get 8 he got, and himself, is not. He couldn't get the 10th Jew, which is a true story. So then he came back to the palace and he was very depressed. And then the king came into his room, you know, and he saw he was depressed. He said, the matter. So he said, nothing. He says, never mind, nothing. You are depressed about something. So he told him the story that it's the anniversary of the death of his father and he has to have a minyan. So Victor Emmanuel asked him, what is a minyan? What is a minyan? So he explained to him, that means 10 Jews. So he said, how many do you have? He says, I have 9. So he said, you need one more? So I said, well, I'm willing to be the 10th person. So Victor Emmanuel, he had to tell him, no, he couldn't be the 10th person. So I said, why not? So he said, we're not Jews, we need 10 Jews. He accepted it. It makes sense.
Been a liar.
Not yet. All right, so he accepted it. But he didn't give up. Victor Emmanuel didn't give up. Not with the Nanda, I mean, Lutzato didn't give up. So he kept on. So he went outside again. And this time he found Rothman. What's that?
Mr. Rothman is not home, but Hanan's father is coming.
I wonderful. So then he didn't give up. He went outside again. And he walked in all the streets, you know, of Rome. Then he found the 10th Jew. Whom did he find? A drunk at a tramp.
Where?
A tramp! You know what a tramp is? You know, a drunk at, I mean, he could smell the liquor, but he was Jewish, so he got him into the palace. Then he made a minyan, and Victor Emmanuel was watching how they were holding services because of the death anniversary of Futsato's father. Then after they finished, so he said to Zato, the Jewish people is a very strange people. He said, something like that, that the king of Italy is not eligible. The Jewish drunkard, he is eligible. That's only peculiar to the Jewish people.
Yeah.
And you know, to whom Victor Emmanuel told the story? To Dr. Theodor Herzl. You know, Theodor Herzl, and became fascinated by the idea of a Jewish state, so he had access to all the Malchilam, you know. So he visited Victor Emmanuel. So when Herzl started to talk to him about the Jewish state, because the Jews need a state, and the Raya is on the Dreyfus affair. So Victor Emmanuel was very impressed with the Zionistic idea, and he said to him, "You're right. The Jews need a state of their own, because they are a remarkable people." And he told him the story. Which other people will have such an idea that a Jewish tramp can be used for a million, but the king of Italy cannot be used? Hanan's father, Rabbi Friedman, the Muslim, you see. So it's his host.
Oh, the Jewish section.
That's right.
Was far away.
I don't even know whether any Jews lived in Rome. In those days, he lived in the suburbs, but not in Rome. So, we left off the Gemara by Omar Abaye, but since Abaye's memory relates to the last memory of Rove, Samimele, just go to address them of Rabbi Yomar of Kosa Plaget, the Nosnim Hatzerei, the Kosa Flushtam Aton Olof, Konosi Mizgarash is Be. What halach is it? So Rashi says, Konosi Leved, that refers to the other member of Rabbi. Okay. Kosa Bomar of Kosa Plaget Nosnim Hatzerei, the Kosa Flushtam Aton Olof, that is the presents the aloche of Gitev Hatzere Boin Lokeach. Utsrich Diash Minevet Havamine Daf Kevet Avol Chotzer Ligzamish Mhatzere Abo Lachamik. Viashmino, Chotzer Havamine Dafke Chotzer, Avol Eved Ligza Kofus Otishini Kofus Koma Ashmelo.
Nibol.
Omar Abai, Mer de Chotzaneich Yisrael, Mi Yodo, Ma Yodo Giyse Bimidai To Bim Bal Kocho, Af Chatzere Giyse Bimidai To Bim Bal Kocho, Vom Atone Midai Giyse Bal Kocho Les. So according to Abai Steine, so then the whole thing of Gitter Chatzere Boim Keachot is not Shaykh. Because he has to be Kehle. On what basis? Mitzad Kiyam Chotzer, so it has to be Dumya Diyodo, Chotzer Mitam Yadis Rabboi. So, when is there a Kiyam Chotzer? There's a Kiyam Chotzer, the Kiyam Chotzer is Mitam Yad. So it has to be Dumya Diyodo. Ma yodo di se beimi daito beim alkoch. So let's say yad baget. So whether the isha wants to be divorced or the isha doesn't want to be divorced, so she can still be divorced. That's the exercise across. Isha is nigareshes balkoch. So mele by chotzer, when can she be nigareshes? If it's doing the yad, if she can be divorced, whether she likes it or not, by the Baal throwing the get into her chotzer. So that is only shayach if the Baal throws the get into a chotzer that is her chotzer from before. So mele, whether she likes it or not, he just throws it into the chotzer and she's divorced. But in this case, where the chotzer is not hers, kosaf lo get v'nosni b'chatzere, so the chotzer is the Baal's chotzer. But and he put a get in his chotzer. in his apartment, in his courtyard. And then he gave Ishtamatone on the apartment, on the house, on the chotah. So, and then she receives the Ishtamatone. Suppose she'll say, never mind, I don't want to acquire title to your chotah. So then she will not acquire title. Because of course, it's only that an isha can misgaresh el bal kocho, not that an isha can acquire title to a chotzer and be divorced with it. She doesn't want to get title to a chotzer, so some mele, the chotzer doesn't become hers, so mele, there is no nisine in her yard. So, but here it happens that she wants to be divorced and she is willing to become the owner of the chotzer. But in order to that chotzer should be keni betam yad, so it has to be analogous to yad. It has to be capable of being divorced, where even if she doesn't like it. But in this case, that is only shayach if the Baal puts it in the chotzer that is already hers. But if the Baal puts the get in the chotzer that is his, and he wants her to acquire title to the chotzer, so then if she says, I don't want to acquire title to the chotzer, she's not divorced. So maybe even if she wants to get title to the chotzer, she shouldn't get divorced either, because it has to be dunya the yodo. Omar Rabbi Emer, the chotzer meyichi yisrab, mi yodo, ma yodo diise, bein midaito, bein bal kocho, af chatzero diise, bein midaito, bein bal kocho. Viho matone, here, if it will be Bal Kocho, she couldn't be divorced. So Mele, even when it's Midaito, she couldn't get divorced. For Matono, the Midaito Yiso, Bal Kocho less. Let's see the Rashi. Mayo Dodi Yise Begeresh Nal Kocho, Af Chatzero Binuname Dileve Bein Midaito Bein Bal Kocho, Kin Chotza Shoy. So what does it mean? So what is Abaye saying? So, but, that's a din poshut, that a nisha is misgareshes, even if the Baal doesn't put it in her hand, even if he puts it in a hot courtyard, in a chotza. But that should apply only to a case where he puts the get in the chotza that belonged to her before he puts the get. But in this case, where at the time he puts the get in the chotza, it is his chotza, and now he's matter chotza to her, so she shouldn't be misgareshes. That's what Rashi says. Afkatzero binu name de leve bein midaito bein bal kocho kein chotzer shahuise shalo keidem shezorak haget liseicho. But here it wasn't shalo keidem shezorak haget liseicho, it was shalei at the time when he put the get in it. Now he wants her to become, he wants the chotzer to become her chotzer. And she agrees, but suppose she wouldn't agree, she wouldn't be divorced. So she couldn't be divorced even if she agrees. That Bal Kocho lese, the omra yefshi kav matoni menu li kanyo li ochotza, velu migar shebei, the omra lo nicha li limik, vo shlich as ishe is shlich li kabola midaito, av Bal Kocho in nasish, oh no, 1 second. Is there a gemore bo vo kame here just, I don't need it for this moment, but I might need it. Masculine. So in other words, Abai is really kind of his deed. And what Abai is saying, in effect, is that there is no din of Gita v'chatzir b'im gech. Because it has to be dunya the yodo. Because in the case of Gita v'chatzir b'im gechot, when he puts the get in the chotzer, while the chotzer is his, and then he's makne the chotzer to her, so it's not ise bein midaito bal kocho, so mele, even midaito it's not ise. That's what Abai said. Maski flo Rav Simi bar Alashi. So he is masi kan Abai es asot. Rashi Rashi. How can you say there is such a cloud that if it's not ise bein midaito bein bal kocho, so even midaito it's not effective, you have a raya from shlichas likabot. Shlichas lekabole is only effective. Shlichas lekabole is effective if the isha points shlich lekabole to accept the get, then she becomes migareshes. But in this case, where she appoints a shliach kabbalah to receive the get from the Baal. Suppose she'll say, no, I don't want him to accept the get from the Baal. Then she will not be mikdashes, because he can only have a chalei shem shliach of the isha if the isha wants him to be a shliach. But still, if she does want him to be a shliach, so then she is divorced. But why don't we say, since it's not Issa be midaiti mal kocha, so mele midaiti, it's not Issa either. So apparently there is no such law. Masku have seen barashe in poshlichas kabol midaiti Issa bal kocha lese vikohave shliach le kabol now let's see the rashe. Poshlichas Issa is shliach le kabol midaito avo bal kocha in nasi shlucho shetizgari vikabolosei. Aber a Baal is in Schliach li loche vin eis in lo al kocho. Wie kom asch in Schliach kabole, bifirki, deli kamo di naftelon vi shilach, vi shilcho. So it's not vi shilcho, vi di makipe. Vi shilcho vi makipe means that she said that he sent it, not that the woman sent. So it's not Loshen Kivo, it's Loshen Zocho. Let's say he sends a chayfetz. If a man sends a chayfetz, so he can say Vishilcho. So then it means, even though the man send it, but you have the hay, that's the mafikei. He sent it. So Vishilcho with the mafikei means he sent it, Vishilcho. But here it's not with mafikei, it's not Vishilcho, but Vishilcho. So that means it's Loshni Keve. So in other words, she sends. What does it mean she sends? She appointed the Shliach Lekabot. The Nafkla Mishla Vishilchok Renebei. Vishilchok Beloi Mapike. Alright. So that's what Abaye says. What kind of a Asoge Akashi is Rav Sima Barashesk? Rav Sima Barashi mentions a Raye. That there is no klal that it has to be Issa b'midaita merokoch. What's the guy? There is such a klal, but only when it has to be effective mitamiyat. Then it has to be dumia di yodo, and just as yodo by gerushin is effective b'midaita merokoch, so anything that is effective by gerushin has to be capable of being effective midaita and merokoch. But if it is not capable of being effective, bein midaito, bein alkocho, so even midaito is not effective. So migabe chotzer des mitam yad. Chotzer is not mitam shlichas, but chotzer is mitam yad. Mashein kei shlich lekabol is not mitam yad et misat shlichas, so migabe shlichas we don't have that cloud that it has to be ise bein midaito, bein alkocho. The question is, and what is Rav Sima Ravashi? So what is Rav Sima Ravashi? Rav Sima Ravashi held that Shlichas is Yisrabe from Tanyat. Shlichas and Tanyat Yisrabo. Didn't say that Shlichas is Tanyat Yisrabo. So Shlichas is a separate aloha of Shlichas. Shlichas lo mikameise. So why does Rav Sima Ravashi ask against Abai? So that has to be explained. Then, but what is more strange is the fact that even Abai has to resort to another talent. Why does he have to resort to another talent? On the contrary, Rav Sima Ravashi's Hasoge requires an explanation. What bearing does the fact that the Shliach Baal Kocho being effective, even though it's not effective Bein Midaito, Bein Baal Kocho, it's only effective Midaito, have a question of Hatzira Bein Kechot, where there it is effective Mitzad Yad, it's to be doing the order, it has to be Issa Bein Midaito Baal Kocho. But Shlichas is not in Tamiyat, Shlichas is the special Halacha of Shlichas. The whole Halacha of Shlichas is Dafke Midaito. I mean, you can't even visualize the concept of shlichas shalom midaita. Shlichas, by definition, implies that it has to be midaita.
messenger.
What? Yeah, an agent. Shlichas does not mean a messenger. Messenger is a nice equivalent, but the shlichas means agency. In other words, that another person, a messenger boy, doesn't represent the one who sends him. He's a messenger boy. He doesn't represent him in any way. Shlichas is agency. It means he represents the mishalach. He acts as if he had been the mishalach himself. He can act, and it is as just as effective as if the mishalach himself did. Before you say me, shlichas l'kabbalah ashkachon bal koch. In other words, apparently, according to the second lashon, Abai is made it that there is a connection between the shaila of Dumya Diodo Gabi Chotzea and Dumya Diodo Gabi Shlich Likabole. But then you ask someone Efshech, if you assume as Abaye assumes that there is a loch of Dumya Diodo in order that chotzer should be effective, it has to be dumya diodo to be effective, beimidai to beim balkocho. And if it's not effective, if the chotzer is not effective, balkocho, so it's not effective, even midaito, so shlich lekabole should never be effective. Even midaito, because it's not effective, balkocho. The answer is, there is a situation where shlichus lekabole is effective, balkocho. There is such a situation. Where is that situation? The situation is shlichus lekabole namash from bal koch shechinov mikadu get libiti ktano bal koch. Now let's see the Rashi. Ktano ovi o mikadu gito kidi nafkulom biksuves befer ktnarom viyotso vehoiso. You ask, how can shlichus lekabole be effective, but it has to be dum yediyodo? And Yodo by Gereshin is this a bimidaito bim balkoch? But Shlichas Kabole is not effective balkoch. There is a situation where Shlichas Kabole is also effective balkoch. Where is the situation? Suppose the Baal, the oath, it could only be visualized by Naruso, not by Nisur. Because by Nisur, the aloch is Kidin Shinises, Ein Lovi, or Rishus. So even though she's a Ketan, the moment she's nisayis to the Baal, then she's out of the jurisdiction of the father completely. And then, if he gives her a get, so he has to put a get into her hand, but he cannot give the get into the hand of the father. Paruse, so then he can give the get into the hand of the father. Aruse. Because she's still in the reshus of the father. In other words, if he's migalish, his wife and arus, and not his wife Yesui. So then he has a way of divorcing her by throwing the get into the hand of the father, rather than throwing it into the hand of his wife Darus. So we see, so it's like shirus. In other words, so we see that the reason is why the Kabbalah by the father for a bitik tama aruso is effective, because he's like, he acts like the shliach li Kabbalah of the daughter. So even if the daughter says, I don't want you to be my shliach li Kabbalah, he still is effective as a shliach li Kabbalah. What does shliach li Kabbalah mean? Shliach li Kabbalah means agents. In other words, when one person is considered like the agent of the other person, he can act on behalf of the other person. And by Ahusoktano, so the father is considered like the daughter, even against the will of the daughter. Even if the daughter says, I don't want to be divorced, and I don't want you to accept the get, so still he can still accept it. He can still accept it. So Mele, so the second lashon in Gemara says that in Achanan, Abaye, who agrees that this requirement of Isabimidaita Bimal Kocho that applies to Chotzer, applies to Shlich Kabbalah too, but then yes, so every Shlich Kabbalah shouldn't be effective. The answer is there is a case of Shlich Kabbalah where it is effective. Even Bal Kocho, some mele, it's effective. Of course, midaita too. Oh, now, what do you mean, Ktano? Ovio mikabel gito ki nafkolon biksudes bifeyek na. It would be good to have a gemara kedushin. Base. Daf mem gimel amud beis. Tnan hasa. Tnan hasa. The 15th line from the top of them. Tnan hasa. Nara merosa. Hivi avio mikablin es gita. Now, Rashi says, Nara noso ho adin liktano. Ho adin liktano. That is, Bartesis points out that there were two versions in Rashi. The original version, the way Rashi wrote, you know, Rashi is referred to by Tesis and all Rashi like Kuntas. Why Kuntas? Because for a long, long time, no one knew who the author of Rashi's Pirush was. No one knew that it was a Jew, Shlomo ben Yitzchok, who lived there in Alzak Lorraine, and he was writing it. That was before the printing was invented. So in other words, so how did he do it? Didn't he publish it? There was no possibility of publishing the Sefer page. So he used to write, let's say, a Pirush and a few Porkim in a certain Gemara. And then he would go to the Bat Medresh and drop it in the Bais Medresh. Anonymous. He didn't want they should know. He said, now, then another few pokim. And he did an Olaf Shas. He didn't want to know, but people found out, you know. The truth
comes
permeates,
out.
It comes out. But he didn't want, as anybody should know. So he was the anonymous Mefarsh. That's why they all referred to him as Pirush HaKuntas. So nearly even after everybody found out that it was Reb Shlomo ben Yitzchok from Alzak Lorraine there, so the wine merchant, I mean, he was a wine merchant, that's how he made a living. He was a wine merchant, so they still refer to him as Kuntras.
Means what?
Kuntras means a pamphlet.
The
Baal pamphlet. You know, he used to throw many pamphlets in many Batei Midrash, in other words, and he used to travel, you know. He wasn't satisfied that the Jews in his city should know how to learn Gemara. So he used to travel throughout France, throughout Germany, you know, in that part of Europe, that was inhabited by Jews in those days. So sometimes he threw in one Kuntres and then he changed his mind. He was crazy. So there is a Madure Kame and there is a Madure Basa. So here we have an example of both, and sometimes that's how it seems, you see. Many times, Rashi, we have Yeshiva Betzis, for example, will say Madure Kame of Rashi, of the Kuntres, and Madure Basa, where a new pamphlet was written by him. Altogether, but many times, you know, in paper is. You know, it was a very precious thing. I mean, paper, parchment, I don't know what he wrote, was a very precious thing. It wasn't like today, you know, when paper is as abundant as water, and maybe even more than water. So, it was a very precious thing. Samamele, if he was Chayze, so instead of writing a new pamphlet, he just had the same pamphlet, the same pamphlet in the bottom of the Rashi, and then he put in something. So this is an example of where Rashi, in the original pamphlet, he wrote one way, and then he made the correction, so he had to go to the same places, you know. And he probably was he probably had libraries, just as we have libraries today. So they had libraries in those days too. I mean, except that today we have librarians and existed librarians. In those days, apparently they didn't have librarians, because if they did, Rashi wouldn't have been able to conceal his identity. Because the librarian would say, well, this man, the wine merchant from Alsace-Lorraine, comes and he puts in pamphlets on the shelves. So here we have an example. Sometimes we have different contrasi. But here we have an example of the same contrast, but where Rashi originally wrote one way, and at the end he fixed it, and he put in another expression. All right, we'll soon see. It's interesting here. Nara Moroso Ho'adin Liktano. Ho'adin Liktano. But that you'll see from Thesis, that was the ultimate correction that Rashi put in. But originally, he wrote Nara Moroso. Nara Moroso Dafke Nara. That's how Rashi wrote originally in the Kuntus. Dafkenar. Avoktano. Then at the end, he was Chayzer, he bethought himself. And he changed it. So he put in the expression, Nara Moroso Ho'adin Liktan. So, what does Tanakama say? So there is a machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yude. Naram Rosso, so of course, the Baal can be migarisha by putting the get into her hand. By putting the get in her hand. Can the Baal be migarish in Aram Rosso by putting the get in the hand of a father? So according to Rabbi Yude, no. Dafke dinar. The father not. She will not be migarishes if he puts it in the hand of the father of the nar. He has to put it in the hand of the nar, not the father of the nar. So he via mikame is gita. So then the atupshati. The original sheet of Rashi was that even the tanekame will be made. The tanekame will be made. That by tano, that not tumikab. The tanekame says by naro they are tumikab. The father or the Nara herself. But by Ktano, Rashi originally Shita was that only the father, but the Ktano not. Why the Ktano not? Because Ktano, so only the father. Because only the father. So in other words, because Ktano usually does not have a yat altogether. But how can Ktano, a same bimis garashes, or Ktano in Yisui, that is not in the jurisdiction, within the jurisdiction of the father, how can she be migrashes? She has no yat. The answer is by anisuye or iseime has a yat to be ligabiget. Because there's the exercise of Kosov in Nosam Biyodo. And Nosam Biyodo me has reference even to Ektan. And suppose she has no father, says iseime. I suppose she's an Isuye, so then it's like Yiseime, because what's the difference between Yiseime and Nati Yiseime? Nati Yiseime is in the reshus of the father, but Nisuye, even if she's Nati Yiseime, So then she, and Aru says she's in the reshus of her father. But if she's Yisrael, he has no father. So in Mele, she has her own yat. And Yisuye does not have a father who has reshus over her. So in Mele, she has a yat. But suppose she's a ketana. So, I mean, that was Rashi's original shita. Suppose she's a ketana, not a yiseime, and an ahusa. So then she has no yat. Because generally speaking, in Kolatera Kule, a kotni ketana have no yat. But the special zerasakos of Gabi get that a ketana has a yat. Otherwise, a ketana couldn't be misgarashis. And there's a zakosuv that the ketana can be misgarashis.
What's
the zakosuv? Zakosuv, because me balkol choso that the zakosuv implies that even a ketana can be misgarashis. A ketana can also be misgarashis. Some mele, there is a zakosuv that a ketana, even though a kotn ketana generally have no yad, but ligabe gerashin they have a yad. What do you mean yad? Yad doesn't mean hand. It's not shy to say. A ketana, a kotn ketana has no hand. He has a hand, but it, yad means rishus. Vayikach li esarzim yode. In his rishus, not type. No, it's rishus. Dominion. So every person, skuf, is his own dominion. Is his own dominion. That's it. So mimele, a kotn ketana, they don't have their own rishus. But ligabe get, they have their own rishus. But Mashein Kein Ba'aruse, who is Tachas Rishus of Vio, so then get is not distinguishable from Kolatere Kule. Joseph in Kolatere Kule. Ligabe Mitzia, Ligabe Matone, a kotn ketana have no yad. So, but by get there is a special Zerasakosuf, a ketana has a yad. So a ketana has a yad. If she does not have, if she's not a tachas reshus avia, but if she's not yiseime and an aruse, so she's tachas reshus avia, so in mele she has no yat. So who has the yat? Whose reshus is she? The father's reshus. So in mele, according to Rashi's original shite, when Tanakame says that Nara Moroso, the Atumi coupling, he will be a mikamnes gito, only nara amoroso, so he will be a mikamnes gito. But ketana amoroso, only a vio is mikabu di gito. She not. That was the original shit of Rashi. And then Rashi was crazy. Okay, most Rishenim agree with Rashi's ultimate shit, that according to Nekame, that nara amoroso, they are two mikablin, so even ketana amoroso, they are two mikablin. All right. Now, Saint Thanos, now I'm also here of your
becoming. Mr. Friedman,
but yes.
Why,
Mr. Friedman needs your shliches? He doesn't need your shliches. Yes.
The age of Egos Benotho, which are a result of the is that Midirash or Midirabana?
There is a Machlekes Hashem. Many Rishayim say that even by Das Acheres Machnism, a cotton cannot be Zeche. Even if he's 12 years old and he is a smart Shlema Melech, he cannot be Zeyecha Midrash. But some of the Shemim say, but that's a cheres makneism, why mitzia not? Then everybody agrees, except the Shach Shite. It's a strange Shach. But except for the Shach Shite, the Machlekes Rishenim applies only to a case of that's a cheres makneism. So then there are a number of Rishenim who hold that if he is in the level of Eges, Yotzreir is Erkei, Eges innately, in other words, he has some intelligence. He knows how to distinguish between Yotzreir and an Eges, between the diamond and the cloud of earth. So then he's Eichem Midrais. He's Eichem Midrais. And some Rishenim say only Midrabon, but by Mitzie. So all the poskim say that even the Rishenim will say that the level of Sriya Vizirke is in 8 lay. So Sriya Midrash only by Das Acheres Machnism, but by Mitzia not. Samitzias Hershey Rikotin is Gesel Mittelakishal. Only Gesel Mittelakishal, but not Mittelakishal. Why? Because he cannot be there. But the Shach says that according to the Rishenim, that by Tzrei of Israel, but the Mishnah says it's only Osea Yakisholem to take away a mitzieh, that a cotton picked up a mitzieh and then somebody else takes it away from him, so it's Gezlem Yakisholem because it's conducive to conflict, to strife and so on, but not real Gezlem. So that's only if he's such a young baby that he didn't even attain the level.
According to that, a patana that's in the suit, according to those Rishonim who say that the Das Acheres Makne, that she's calling me the Araisa, then in the suit, do you need the special Gzeres Akasa that she can be divorced, or could you just know by the fact that she can be Zocha?
What do you mean? I mean, you are asking according to the original sheeting Rashi. That Dafkin Aram Rosso has to mikabli, but Ktano has only one mikabli Dav, and she cannot be mikabli. So that's only by Ktano Arusso. But Ktano Nisuo is not shayach. I mean, even if she, it's not shayach. I mean, suppose he was mikadosh al the Avio, and she's a little girl, a baby, less than the level of Tzrei of Zerke Eges Vinetli. And I don't know. I mean, whether it's possible because to be nisua, if she's pusum bas gimul shonim in rechot, then she's not capable to become a nisua. Because aruso yes, aruso even a tinekis bas gimul rechot can become an aruso al day of yom, but nisua it's impossible. But if you have a child who is not very smart and the already. And she's already 3 years old, but she's not very intelligent. She doesn't know how to distinguish between Etzreir and Negeis. Etzreir and Negeis, and if she's in Yisua, so of course, according to everybody, if she's in Yisua, and even if she has a father, so of course, she will be Mikav another father. So the only shite of Rashi is ligabe niroso ektano. Niroso ektano. So then if she has a father, so Rashi's original shite was that only the father can be mikabe. Only the father can be mikabe. And the daughter not, you see. So Ligabi get, it doesn't make any difference whether Tzrev is Erki, not Tzrev is Erki. By get, so if she's a Yisemo, she has a Yad to be the receive get. If she's in Yisuo, even not a Yisemo, she certainly has a Yad to receive the get. The question is, suppose she's an Aruso, not a Yisuo, and she's not a Yisemo, she has a father, whether she can has yet to receive the get, so and that there is a machlokes between Rashi's original shite and Rashi's ultimate shite, but no difference between Tzrei Avizir Keges Vinetli and not. Tzrei Avizir Keges Vinetli only apply to a case of matoni, where they require das now, and the cotton agrees to accept it, so if he has some intelligence, so his consent to accept it is worth something. But the Gabiget, it doesn't require that. So what difference does it make how intelligent the Ktana is? She can be divorced even against her consent. So Mele, her level of intelligence is no factor, Gabiget. Level of intelligence is a factor by Matone, by Mitzia, according to the Shach, but not by Get, because Get, she's Mizgaresh Bal Kocho. So Mele, what difference does it make how intelligent she is? Whether she's retarded or she's a genius, it doesn't make any difference. Big Abigail. All right. So, again, Tnanos Naramos Ivo Vio Mikavin is Gito. Omar Rav Yude Ishtei Yodayim Zeichis Ki Echod. So Rav Yude holds the Tiv Naro. So doesn't have two Mikavin, but only one Mikavin. And who is the Mikavin? Even by Naro, the father. Elov, because since in Naro, which is Igdela Opidin, is Bershus Avio, so who has a yat to be mikabel to get according to Rabbi Yude, the father, but not the now. Elovio mikabel is gitor. Then the Mishnah says, v'chol sheni yechel lishmer es gitor, eni yechel olizgarish. In other words, another aloha. There has to be mishal chovich. So Mele, that halacha applies even to Egdela. Even if she's an adult woman, but if she's insane, and she's so insane that she doesn't understand the reality of divorce, the nature of divorce, she doesn't understand that when she gets a divorce, it means she doesn't belong to the husband. So if she's so insane that even when the husband gives her a divorce, she'll come back to him. Nothing happened. So then she cannot be divorced in the rice. She's mishalcho veinoch izaris. So there's the Allah, even if she's an old woman. And suppose she's a baby who doesn't understand the nature of divorce. Let's say a 2-year-old child. He divorces her. She can become an arusa. Isua not until she's 3. But an arusa she can become. And then he gives her a divorce. She cannot be divorced because she doesn't understand the nature of a marital relationship and the difference between being married and not being married.
Only his father could accept it.
Yeah, that's right. That's another machlekes hasheni. How about a ktana or a nara who is insane? She's a veil, but she's insane. And she's so insane that she doesn't understand the nature of divorce. She's Mishalcha Veinach Izeres. So there's, can she be divorced with the Raise? Or not? Of course, with the Rabbonon, she cannot be divorced. She has to be a Chilo Lishmer as Gitor. She has to be a Chilo Lishmer as Atzmo. She has to be able to take care of herself. But if she doesn't know how to take care of herself, so then with the Rabbonon, you can divorce her. But with the Raisi, if she's Mishalcha in the Chizeres, so, and she's an Ara or Iktano, can she be divorced by giving the get to the father? So, Machlekes Hashem, some Hashem say, no, that she cannot be divorced because the woman is incapable of being divorced if she doesn't understand the nature of divorce. But Rabnatam Shiti is that Here it's in the third line, V'ram Pirish. So then he says, for Machirim the Rabbi Tam. Usually he says that it's Rabbi Tam. I don't know why this day says. So there is one girl, say Rabbi Meir Pirish. But usually, I mean, Rishen mentioned the name of Rabbi Tam. Rabbi Tam Pirish, Diktano, it means even if she is not Yechel Lishmer Ezgito. Yechel Lishmer Ezgito means she doesn't understand the nature of the get. She thinks the get is just like another. Like in any other document, she doesn't know that the get is something special. She has to guard it and so on. So that's like Mishal Chavin Chazeres. So, Hamtam Shitiz, Al the Yovir, she can be Mizgareshes. Because the Ketano Mizgareshes Al the Yovir. All right, it's a Machlik Hashem. It's another idea. All right, anyway. Tnan Hosom, Naram Rossi, Yovir Mikamel Zgito, Omer Av Yudah, Yishti Yodayim, Zeres Geachot, El Yovir Mikamel Zgito, Vichol Shin Yechil Yishner Zgito, Yechil Yizgarish. Omar Shlokish, ki machlekes legerishin kach machlekes legdushin. So according to Rish Lakish, the same achleikes between Tanikame and Rabbi Yude, Ligabi get, Tanikame saying that Tanara Moroso, so has two Mikabli in the get. And Rabbi Yude says, only the father, the daughter not. So that is true in Gdushin also. Rabbi Yechon omar machleikes legeresh. Avo Ligdushin, divrei hakel ovirli. Even the Tanakami is made by Gdushin. Even Tanakami is made by Gdushin. That Oviyavalai. Why? So that Tushin is in the Gemara, and then the Gemara in Maskoni says that from Dalet, why Dafke? Why does Rabbi? And we pass like Rabbi Yechon. And we pass like Tanakami. That by Get, Naram Rosso has two Mikabe, the father and Chi. But by Gdushin, Rabbi Yechon says, even Tanakami is made Oviyavalai. Why is Dushin distinguished from Gereshin? So the Gemara in this in Maskone says, because Gereshin is Balkoch, so Mimele Tanikame says, since it's Balkoch, what difference does it make? Who is Mikabe? Whether the father is Mikabe or the daughter is Mikabe. Mashein King Dushin that is Nidaito, so Mimele even a Naro who has das, but since she's the Shus of Rio, so whose das is the determining das, not her das, but the father's das. So mele it's a via of the loy he, even according to Tanakam. All right, now, that's the Gemara. Now we have to go over the tastes. Otto Shlichas, now we went over the Gemara in Bumetzia Dafyut on Sunday. So tastes mentions this Gemara. V'im tema, I'm not going over again. V'im tema, the fairy kamed mo metzia amrinon, the chotzer, I mean, this is the Bahamas, a lot of shlichas mi yodei Yisraboi. But Abai answers, Rav Sime Barash is kash. V'im tema, the fairy kamed mo metzia amrinon, the chotzer mishu mi yodei Yisraboi, the rigora mi shlichas, u v'imtzia dischusu, kone af al pishe, eni vitzas chatzer, the lehave dum yediyad. Why? Because if it's not in Yisrachatzeo, it's not dum yediyad. Because Yad is always saying to Sachatzeir, this is my Yad, so it's homoch to me. So, but if the Baal HaChotzer is not aiming to Sachatzeir, it's not the me the other. So the Chotzer cannot be Kenya mitam Yad, but it, by Mitzie and by Matone it can be Kenya mitam Shlichas. But by Get it cannot be Kenya mitam Shlichas because it's a Chayit. So, when you can't come with Mitzie and the Chotzer, משום יודו ישחבו יד וליגורה משליחס ובמציא את ישחוסו קונה אף על פי שאינו בשרה צעירי ולהב את דום ידיעד קונה כי השליחס תזוך לא נשאו בפונו אם כי נהוך את דיקוס לך שתמתו נעולו אף על גב להב את דום ידיעודו דימתו נלסה בעל כורחו תסגר יש מכי השליחס So this is a very interesting question. In other words, רפסים בראשי try to contest the halacha, the din mentioned by Abai, that there is especially Al-Fusim, that it has to be dum yediyodo. So mele chotza to be kene baget has to be capable of being kene beimidai to beim alkocho, just as Yad is capable of being kene de get beimidai to beim alkocho. But by gita v'chatzir boim keachot where me the alcohol, it she couldn't be divorced, so mele, even midaita, she shouldn't be divorced. So, Rav Sime Barashi asked, no, how could you say there is such a yalfuse that it has to be effective, be midaita, be alcohol? You see, Shlichas Kabbalah is not effective, but alcohol, midaita, it is still effective. So Abai says there is different because there is such shlichas. There is a kosuf that it has to be dumi the odo is only when it has to be effective b'teras yad. So we have such a prerequisite that it has to be ise b'midai d'alkocho. But where it can be effective b'teras shlichas, there is no such prerequisite of ise b'midai d'alkocho. So then the kasha is: so why do you apply this prerequisite ligabechotzer? But since, so he says, in came hocha because of the shtamatone of, and matone is his chus, so mele, It can be effective, Mr. Shlichus also. If it is effective, Mr. Shlichus also, so then there is no prerequisite requirement that it should be capable of being effective, being it item to alcohol. In Cain, Hochad Kosh Tamatonov, Afal Gabdel Avedimi, the other, but the Matonelesib Alkochot is Garish Mikya Shlichus. In the same way as you say, that this requirement doesn't apply to Shluchat LeKabole, because that's not Mitamiyat. So, by Matone, it's not Mitamiyat. It doesn't have to be Mitamiyat. It can be without Rikos Diyat, Mr. Shliches. So, Mimele, the requirement of Dumya Diyodo has no Shayas. Very strong passion. The Yeshlema, the Dafke, the Yin Shali, the Fono of Amrinon, the Igor Amishliches, Liknis, the Mide, this Husolei, Avon Bishod Vorin, Binyan Dum Yediodo. So Tisa says that this is not a general rule, that by Matone, so Chotza can be effective in Tamshlichas. Only Ligabe Shaloi Bifonov, not Smucha. When do we say that Chotza is Ishaboy Mishmiyav Ligora Mishlichas only Ligabe the requirement of Somochme, Bifonov? So then we say, that Gabei gets that it's his chayiv, so Mimele Chotza can only be effective mitzad yad, Mimele it has to be Dum Yediodo Smuchol. But if it's not Smuchol, if the Isha doesn't stand in the Chotza on the Chotza, so it's not Dum Yediodo, so it cannot be effective mitzad yad. And mitzad shlichas it certainly couldn't be effective, because in Chofin Lodom Ella Bifonov Mashinkei, but my tone, that is his horse, so then it doesn't have to be Dum Yediodo, even when it is effective Mitzad Shlichus. So Shlichus, Mashinkei, Ligabe the Din of it has to be Iset Beimi Daito Beimi Al Kocho, so even when it's effective Mitzad Shlichus, so you also have the requirement of Issa being right. We have to understand it. And Teis mentions a Rai. You see that's not a general rule, that it doesn't have to be Dum Yediodo when it's effective in Tabshlichas. Certain klolim do not apply to the case where it's effective in Tabshlichas, but certain klolim of Dum Yediodo apply even to a case where it's affecting Tavshlichas. In other words, there are two kinds of Yalfuses of Dum Yediodo. Some Alochas of Dum Yediodo apply only to a case where it's effective Mitam Yad, not to a case where it's effective Mitam Shlichas. And some Alochas of Dum Yediodo apply even to a case where it's effective Mitam Shlichas. For example, so he mentions the right Chotzam Aleches. So he says, Yishli Medav Ben Yishli Yifon of Amin Ligo Amish Lirat Likim Yidin Yishchusle Al Bishor Dvorim Bin Yidin Yodo Din Loi Kein. If you are going to say that the whole Hagzeres HaKosov of Dum Yod Yodo has no Shaykhes to a case where it's where Chotzam is affecting Tam Shlichas, so Mele Chotzam Aleches should be effective by Matone. By Matone, even though it's Malachas, because by Matone it's affecting Sashlichas, so it doesn't have to be Dum Yediodo, and still we know that Chotzam Malachas is not effective, not only by Get it's not effective, it's not effective by Matone either, but by Matone it's effective in Sashlichas, so let Chotzam Malachas also be effective, even though it's not Dum Yediodo, but Shlichas doesn't require should be Dum Yediodo. So we see that even when it's effective in Shlichas, certain alochas of Dum Yediodo apply, and certain alochas of Dum Yediodo do not apply. The Rai is from Chotzam Aleches. Din loikei Chotzam Aleches amai likone tikne mitam Shlichas moshliach mahalech hafal gam mitam yad likone. Why does the Gemara say Chotzam Aleches loikone? Bein biget, bein matone, in everything. Chotzam Aleches is loikone. Loikone, why loikone? But let it be kone by matone, mitzad shlichas. The answer is, even when it's effective is a shliach has got matone, it still has to be the mediator. Even though shliach mahalach is still kone, but chotzam aleches, even when it's effective, mitzah shliches is loikon. In other words, this is saying there are two kinds of droshes of the miliyodo. Some aloches of the miliyodo, like some chlei, can only apply to a case where the chotzer has to be effective b'tiras yat. But if it can be effective b'tiras shliches, so then the requirement of the miliyodo doesn't apply. And some aloches of the miliyodo apply even when the chotzer is effective b'tiras shliches. We have to understand it, what is it? Just like that. It's an arbitrary rule. It requires pshat. But that, with what I mentioned, the name of Reb Chaim on Sunday, we can explain it. Now, Reb Chaim didn't say it in regard to these stasis, but I applied that Reb Chaim's yisod in to these stasis. Reb Chaim said, and that is self-evident. There couldn't be an Erev pshat. Even if we say that by Matone, as Ravashi says, is legorim shlichas. Chotzer is effective b'teira shlichas. It doesn't mean it's effective b'teira shlichas. It's like regular shlichas. Because regular shlichas, if somebody appoints, the mekabel matone appoints a shliach to make a kinyan, then the shliach has to do a certain kinyan. Whether it's chazok, it's mshich, agboy, yav. The shliach has to do a certain kinyan. But here, the chotzer is a gavra that does a kinyan. So what kinyan does the chotzer do? The answer is, in final analysis, the kinyan by chotzer, even when it's effective with the shliches, is a kinyan yad. But through the medium of shliches, it becomes yad. In other words, if it's dum yedi yodo mamesh, so then it becomes directly yad. So it's an extension of the yad. Without recourse to the medium of shliches, the aloch of shliches. But if it's not dum yediyode mamesh, let's say it's not somuchlei, so it's not an automatic extension of the yad. But through the medium of shliches, it becomes yad. Once it becomes yad, so the kinyan is a kinyan yad. That we have to say. Otherwise, it wouldn't make sense. What do you mean? The chotzer is shliach. And if you appoint a shliach, so then you don't need him as a kinyan. The shliach has to do the kinyan. What kind of kinyan does the chotzer do? What? The chotzer make pulls the chayfes. The chotzer makes a chazoke. The chotzer lifts up the chayfes. The chotzer stretches out the hand and picks up the chayfes. So the answer is the chotzer is the yad. So then it's mitam yad. Well, the answer is when it's mitam yad, it means it's an extension of the yad automatically without being ashlichas. But if it's not somuchlei, so automatically it's not an extension of the yad. But the Baal HaChotzer, through the medium of shliches, can designate his chotzer as his yad. Where do we find such a counterpart of shliches to appoint the shliach as his yad? Shliches l'kabole. Because by shliches l'kabole, the shliach l'kabole stands in the shoes of the isha, and the isha has a passive role. She doesn't do anything. She just is a recipient. She doesn't have to do a thing. Shliach l'loche, so it's an active role. But shliach l'kabole, the isha herself has a passive role. So when the isha appoints someone as a shliach l'kabole, in other words, she designates the shliach as her yad. Now, so this is what Reb Chaim says. So then Reb Chaim says, in view of the fact that in final analysis, so even when the chotzer is effective with the shlichas, so the kinyan is yat, but the shlichas is only the medium through which the chotzer becomes the yad of the bala chotzer. Namely, that the chotzer by matone, the bala chotzer, since he wants the chotzer to be his agent, so he implicitly designates the chotzer to be his yad, like a shliach l'kabol. So the isha designates the shliach to be her yad, her recipient. So mele, as far as the the requirement of Dunya Diodo is concerned, so it depends. Sometimes the Alfusha of Dunya Diodo tells us that if it's not Dunya Diodo, it's not a yat. It's not a yat. So then we say, in order to become an automatic extension of the yad, he has to be Dunya Diodo. Otherwise, cannot become an automatic extension of the yad. So if, let's say, the Isha stands in the Chotzer, near the Chotzer, then it's Dunya Diodo. So Mele, the Chotzer of the Isha becomes automatically an extension. No, no, no. Next. An automatic extension of the Isha's yad, without resort to Shlich, without recourse to Shlich. But if she doesn't stand, the chotza doesn't become her automatic extension of her yad. Some mele, she cannot be king yet, but let her become the agent of the Isha, no, it's a chayv, and chavim odom el bifonov. So he cannot become the agent. But Maratone, even if it's not Samuchlei, so the Chotzer is not the automatic extension of the Yad. But since it's a Shchus, so merely implicitly, the Chotzer is designated as the Yad of the Bala Chotzer. But then we have another Aloha, where even by Yad Mamish, he cannot be king under certain circumstances. Let's say, the Tisa Street says that if the Baal gives the get to the Isha, puts the get in the Isha's hand while the Isha is asleep, she cannot be divorced. Why can't she be divorced? She put it in her hand. The answer is, it's not Nishtamal Dasarai. She doesn't have the control over the things that are in her hand. Anybody can come in and take it out from her hand. So maybe if it's not Nishtamal Dasarai, so it's a chisom in the king. So the Isha cannot acquire title to the get while she's asleep because it's not Nishtamal Dasabailim. So here it's Nishtamal Dasabailim is a requirement even in Yad itself. So mele there the aloche sochotza could be more effective than the Yad Mamesh if when the Yad is not Nishtamal Dasabailim. So it couldn't be Kene. How could the Chotzer of the Isha be Kene when it's not Nishtamal Dasabai? Because even in Yad we have to be. So in other words, so there the Aloha of Dunya Diodo means that it has to be Dunya the way an ordinary Yad is. An ordinary Yad, so anything that is in the hand of the person is Nishtamal Dasabai, except when he's asleep. But when he's not asleep, and if he's competent, he's not insane, so then normally anything that is in the yad of the person is Mishtamal Dasabayim. So Mimele, there is Ixeres HaKosov, it has to be Dumye the Yodo, the way normal yad is. A normal yad means a yad of a person who is awake, who is alert. So is Mishtamal Dasabail. So that's the aloha even Yad itself. So here, so what avail is the aloha that is Ligora Mishlichas? When it's Ligora Mishlichas, so then it can become the Yad of the Baal HaChotzer through the medium of Shlichas. But even Yad itself, there is a requirement of Mishtamal Dasabail. Of Mishtamal Dasabail. So Mimele, Some mele, even when Ibamatone, when it can become a yad for the medium of Shliches, but what? By yad itself, it also has to be Mishtamal Dasabayim. So now the question is this. We saw two pshotim as to why Chotzer Malachas is not come. Tesis Shitim B'Metzia is that Chotzer Malachas is not come because it's not Dumi Yoram. Because Bayad is not Malach. So Rabbi Kleger assumed for some inexplicable reason. So Kipshute that because the Yad doesn't travel when a person walks, so his feet walk, the goof moves, but the Yad is stationary, but that's inconceivable. So the Pshat in Tesis is, as Rabbi Kleger himself says, that it has to be doing it yodo. Yodo is always, is never mehalich away from the balayat. So the yad of a person is, she cannot move away from the balayat. It's a chotze amaleches, if he's not kofus. So an evet that he's not kofus, so he's not doing the yodo because he can move away from the master. Can move away from the master. So that's one pshat in chotze amaleches. Because it's not doing the yodo, so mele, he doesn't become an automatic extension of the yad. But then Rashi's pshat in chotze amaleches is because if it's mahalach, so then it's not mishtam udas abayi. It's not mishtam udas abayi. It's not mishtam udas abayi. So suppose there would be such a possibility that one's hand could be removed and then come back again. So that kind of hand wouldn't be kain, because it's not mishtam udas abayi. Some mele, if the chisong, according to Rashi's pshat, that the chisong of chotze amaleches is because it's not mishtamer asabayli, so it's also dum yod yodo, but it's a different kind of dum yod yodo. In other words, it has to be dum yod yodo the way normally a yad operates, because normally if the person is awake, he's alert, so then it's mishtamer asabayli. But suppose he's insane, suppose he's asleep, so it's not mishtamla sabailim, then it's not kene. So even yad itself, that kind of a halacha of dum yad yodo, that it has to be dum yad the regular yad, in other words, mishtamla da sabailim, so then we cannot say that on the basis of the Gora Mishliches, it doesn't have to be dum yad yodo. If the dum yad yodo is a zerasakosov, that since it's not analogous to yad, it cannot become an automatic extension of the yad, so then we say it becomes a yad through the designation, through the medium of shlichas. That means designation for mina shlichas. Explicitly or implicitly, because Zohar shall be fun of son and Saturday Nichalit. But if the dumya di yodo is means like in Shtamu da Sabayli, and there is a aloche, that even yad itself, that is a slit, says, if she is yishena, it cannot be kene. With the yad itself, why? Because it's not mishtam da sabayim. So why does it have to be mishtam da sabayim? It has to be dum yad yodo. So what does it mean dum yad yodo? Dum yad the normal yad. A normal yad is mishtam da sabayim. But there are certain situations where it's not mishtam da sabayim. If the person is asleep. So in other words, so it's exasakos of even yad itself. So how can we dispose of the problem of not doing the yodo by saying ligora mishlichas? So even if ligora mishlichas, it still has to be kene mitam yad, but it cannot be kene mitam yad even by yad itself if it's not doing the yodo in the regular case. In the regular case, yad is mishtam dasabayli, but by yishena, so it's not mishtam asabailim, so yad is not kene. In order that yad should be kene, it has to be analogous to the normal situation of yad. The normal situation of yad is mishtam asabailim. But if it's not mishtam asabailim, let's say when he's asleep, she's asleep, he's asleep, so then there is no kene yad. So even by matone, where it can become a yad for the medium of shlichas, but then it has to be kene mitam yad, but there is exeris hakosuv, it has to be mishtam udas abayli. So mele, this is what he's saying. V'yesh lema didavke liyin shaloi bifonof, amrinon ligora mishlichas, likne gemile yisrusole, avo bishot vorim, binindu yedil yodo, dim loy kein, chotze maaleches amay likone, tikne mitam shlichas, kumishliach maalech, avo gam mitam yad likone. The answer is, we don't say ligora mishlichas ligabe everything, only ligabe shaloi bifonof, because shaloi bifonof is a loche, that since shaloi bifonof is not the miyori, it doesn't become a yad. So it becomes a yad for the miyim shlichas. Once it becomes a yad for the miyim shlichas, there is no prerequisite in the king yad. But if there is a certain requirement that applies to yad itself too, because like chotze maleches, so that applies according to this sleep, Even to Yad itself, by Yishenu, he cannot. There is no king in Yad if it's not Mishtamda Sabayim. Because the regular, in the normal state, a Yad is Mishtamda Sabayim. So if it's in an unusual state where it's not Mishtamda Sabayim, so then there is no king in Yad. So Mimele, even if we by Matone, where we say Bigoram Shlichas, so it becomes a Yad through the medium of Shlichas by the Baal HaChotzer designating him, the Chotzer designating it as the Shliach. So it becomes Yad, but then the Kiyan has to be Mitam Yad, but there is a requirement that it has to be Beimi Daito, in other words, in the Kiyan Yad of Get, even Yad itself, there is a prerequisite. It has to be capable of being kinyan to get beimi daito beim alkoch, beimi daito beim alkoch. In other words, some mele, even by chotzer where it's matone, where it can become a yad for the medium of shlichas, but still she has to be kinyan to get, even when the chotzer becomes the yad of the isha for the medium of shlichas. But then, what kinyan does she make in the get? Kinyan yad. But since there is exeris hakosof in the kinyan yad by get, it has to be dumbi bein bidaita bein malkocho. Because in the regular case of gerashin biyodo, is this a bein bidaita bein malkocho? But in this chotzer, malkocho, she couldn't be kinyan because it will not become a chotzer. So male even midaito, there shouldn't be a kinyan yad. So it's a chisong in the kinyan yad, not a chisong in not becoming a yad. Briefly, when do we say the goram shlichas if the chisong is because it can become a yad? So then we say by get it can become a yad through designation for me. But b'matone zochon shofonof it can become a yad biyad. Even if it's not directly, but for the medium of shlichas, by appointing the chotzer into the yad of the bala chotzer, and the moment it is a yad, so we have no makif. Mashenkin here, if it's the chisong of ise beimidait beim alkocho applies even to yad itself, even to yad itself. In other words, what Abaye is saying, Omar Abaye, Mer de Chotza Meichis Raboye, Yodo, Ma Yodo Diise, Bein Midaito, Bein Bal Kocho, Afchatzero Diise, Bein Midaito, Bein Bal Kocho, Samele, that implies that even in Yad itself, if it's not capable of being kene de get, Bal Kocho, so even Midaito, he is not capable of being kene the get. Some mele of being kene the get. That's what Abai said. Vintena Rav Simen ba my kashale otu liyoda di shliches mishalav shilches haboy habraisi fer deze gish. That's what we asked. And then the kasha can be directed against the second lashon of the Gemara Boisim. So in other words, if Abaye is made to Rav Simes Taine that shlichas likabole, he has a bearing and upon the aloche of ise b'midayt bal kocha. And the only reason is why shlichas likabole we don't apply that the argument of is b'midait b'alkoch, because shliach kabbalah is also is b'alkoch. But the question is, how? Why does he have to resort to it? Shechinav mikabel get l'bitiktana b'alkoch. He could say, because that's mitam shliach, so we don't have to resort to it. V'yeish leima, again, v'teim ha-rafsim en maika, shal yot ul yod ishlich, v'sho v'shloch yisra boye, ha-praiz v'yidu shal nisib shal klaume, v'yeish leima, v'rafsim esova, kidn the ashkechom bishliches dimizgareshes beloya goas get yodo afal gav the lesser balkocho afal gav the lesser balkocho limchotza named is raboye mishmiyad limistabale limeima di kopit koa hoche di levetum yidiyad vabayim hadalei deim lo virayim shliches lechotza kibben die Schlichas Yisraboye in Vishilach v'chotzer Yisraboye Mishmiyad. And what is Rav Sime Barashas Lomdes? Rav Sime Barashas Lomdes is since we ashkham bishlichas nizgerash das gereshes below ya get goes get yodo af god less about kocho din khotsa name dis raboy mish yadle mish tabel nem de kopis kwa was the chat but shlichas by definition involves darf kem dait de shlichas kinto rimu gamate de rabbi shlachachem Mate mit datem, afschlachach mit datem. So the whole chalais din shlichas is based upon the mutual consent of the mishalach and the shlich. So how can we mention it, right? But we have to say one thing. Einoch name, if it had been based upon the regular din of shlichas of klatere kule, that is mentioned in the parsha of Kein Torim Ugam Atem, that the shliach can represent the mishalach, and the act done by the shliach, by the agent, is attributed to the mishalach, as the mishalach had done it, let's say, of course, strume and everything. I mean, shlichas in kolatzer kule, or shlichas in kiyonim, moving a point, shimen, to make a king chazok in Yisod Shalhefke. So then it couldn't have any bearing upon chotzer, because chotzer is misadiyad, and shliches kolatere kule has nothing to do with yad. Let's say the fact that the shliach can be mafrish trume and maisres for the kvap of the mishalach has anything to do with yad. It's a special aloche that the maise done by the agent is attributed to the mishalach. The mishalach, what does it do with yad? What does it do with yad? But Rav Sim Barashe only held that the special shlichas of shliach l'kabole, that has a bearing on yad, because shliach l'kabole, so the isha herself does not have an active role. The isha does not have to do anything. Doesn't have to do anything. All the isha has to do is to be completely passive, be a recipient. She doesn't have to do anything. Her hands are stretched out, and then the Baal puts it into her hand, and she stands like a dummy. So she is migrashis. So in other words, it doesn't involve any maise done by the shliach, and it has to be a mishyachis to the mishpah. There is no maise by the isha. The Baal is maise. But by isha, so the whole chaliz din of shlichas l'kabole is that the shliach l'kabole of the isha has the same passive role as the isha. What is the passive role of the isha? How does the passive role of the isha manifest itself? That the acceptance, the delivering to her yad, divorces her. And if she appoints a shliach, so then the yad of the shliach becomes like a yad of the isha. Like a yad of the isha. Some mele, there is a shaychas between yad and shlichas l'kabole. There is no shaychas between yad and shlichas l'loche, or shlichas l'klater kule, because it has nothing to do with yad. Shlichas l'klater kule, shlich l'loche, has nothing to do with yad. Shlich l'loche is a maise, like a frosh. But shlich l'kabole, the isha doesn't have to do any maise either. She has to be a recipient. She has a passive role, and the same passive role is vested in the shliach l'kabole. So what does it mean? By virtue of the fact that the isha designated a certain person as her recipient, then that person's yad becomes al pedin, like a second hand of the isha. Because there is no maise. Some mele, there is a connection, there is a logical connection between a requirement that applies to chotzer and the requirement that applies to shliach l'kabole. So then Abaye says in the first eretz, no, true, there is some connection, but still it's a special din of shlichas. It's not like yad, where without designating someone as a shliach, So Mimele, he becomes the Yat. And then the second lesson is, no, Inachanan, as far as Shlichus the Kabbalah is concerned, since it relates to a passive role, so it has a resemblance to Yat,